Hi everybody, Matt Lawton here, and this is the Astrological Winds channel, and I'm going to take a look at the astrological weather report for the week of January 23rd through the 29th, or last week of January, basically, coming up here. And there's not a real lot going on this week. It's actually, well, there's a lot of little things, actually, but the main two big things is just happening last night, this morning, Uranus going direct, and then in the middle of the week, Venus goes into Pisces, which where she's really strong. So just real quick, the Astrological Winds channel is a free service that I give out every week, and it is on YouTube. And if you have a YouTube account, please become a follower and then turn on your notifications and you'll know whenever I post the blog. And also, since it is a free service, the best way you guys can support me is to help me to continue to let the blog grow organically. And that is by passing on the link when you're done to somebody else. And if you've done it before, please do it again. You know, there's a lot of people who definitely are into astrology these days, so you never know. You know, someone else, you might be surprised, someone in your phone contacts there that you hadn't thought of, you know, might be interested in, you know. So it really helps the blog to grow organically. It's really done that well in the past year or so. And if you guys can continue to help me out like that, you enjoy the blog and think other people might too, then please pass it on. And also, I am a professional astrologer, so if you need a reading, please speak to me about it. I've been doing readings for over 20 years. So, and the way to get in touch with me about that is through my email, matthue823@gmail.com. All right. So last night, really, Sunday night, Uranus went direct, and that was the last of the planets to go direct. As far as the classic planets, none of them now will be retrograde until April 21st. So we have a window of opportunity here. Now, if you follow astrology, you'll have noticed that this kind of happens or has been happening for a long time, for years, right at the beginning of the year, sometime in January. You know, most of the outer planets have done their retrograde loop, and they're all direct. And so Uranus is the last one, and we just had Mercury and Mars both go direct also. So both, all the inner planets are not anywhere near going retrograde. In fact, the next planet that will go retrograde is Mercury again. And if you're not aware, Mercury does go retrograde 3 times a year. So when it hits Taurus in the springtime, it will, April 21st is, it'll get about halfway through Taurus, about 16 degrees when it'll hit retrograde. And, you know, we thought this Mercury retrograde was a tough one, which it was, combined with the Mars retrograde. But this next one coming up is going to be another very strong one because it's conjunct Uranus. So there'll be a lot of probably disruption during that one too. But we have 3 months where no planets are going backwards or retrograde. So what does that mean? It means that full steam ahead in the external world, in the physical world, in the real world, this is a time where we're gonna get the least amount of resistance to what we're pushing in the physical and real world. And it doesn't mean no resistance. Please don't ever think that, you know, because the world is, you know, as we know, it's a push and pull thing, and, you know, energies kind of come and go. But this is going to be a time where the energy, as far as pushing it out into the world, think like extroverted kind of energy, applying that out into the world. So projects that you have that are either beginning or have been stuck in a certain spot for a while, this is a time when you really wanna reignite or ignite those things, you know. And that can cut across so many different things, you know, not just physical, but like even like, you know, abstract things that we're trying to get out into the real world. So like, you know, really think about astrology on multiple levels when I'm describing the energy. And remember, that's always my important, one of my important points is that if you don't know astrology, don't get stuck on what I'm saying on the astrological terms. The point is right now, what you want to hear and absorb is this is a time to move forward. This is a time to push energy, to be assertive, to be active, okay? And so like that's the key point here, and that's everything I'm saying. You know, there's a lot of people who do know the astrology, so they want to know why, but like, you don't have to know the astrology. So this is the real point of what I'm saying right now, is that you want to be pushing ahead with that energy. And you can think about that on all kinds of levels. Astrology isn't just something that's working in the physical world. It's working on all the different worlds that humans touch, seen and unseen. So this is our time to do that before Mercury goes retro. Now, I said there's a bunch of little things going on. So I'm going to go through the week day by day. It's almost like a daily forecast this week. And it starts right now on Monday, where one of the asteroids is actually involved with one of the outer planets in a conjunction. Neptune is actually conjunct the asteroid Vesta, which is it's a very interesting kind of energy, because we're trying to figure out basically what we want to commit to, and there's a lot of possibly a lot of confusion about that right now too. So it's trying to sort out and through that. There's a conjunction here, and it's a lot about like the ideals that we're trying to commit to, but like ideals can also confuse us in the real world. So if we're kind of, you know, what we could experience with a lot of this is like, you know, just trying to sort through what we, you know, and if we're feeling something that's good and it's right for us, we kind of almost make it a path, like a creative path. It can be something like almost a lot of people go on a spiritual path or an artistically, on a path that's, you know, very artistically oriented. And other people, like if they're not really clear, they're the confusion part comes in, and then they can find themselves playing like a martyr instead of, and finding themselves like using different forms of escapism. But this has a, wants us to kind of merge with groups too, groups that have similar ideals, ritualistic behavior than us. But like within that context of the conjunction is the sorting out, and the Neptune can bring both the idealism and the confusion. So it can bring a lot of inspiration and compassion, but it can also bring, you know, this tendency to maybe be a victim or martyr, or using it to escape too. So very interesting energy there. And you may find it go back and forth in different aspects of your life. On Tuesday, tomorrow, the sun is sextile Jupiter. And that is one of the more positive aspects that we can have. It is really a time of good luck, really, that opportunities come based on things that, you know, on the connections we have with others, a lot of times through friends, through groups, that kind of thing. We have a very positive and optimistic attitude, and willing to like give and receive that kind of energy with others. And therefore it creates, it's almost like a self-creating mechanism then kicks in, and it provides us with a lot of opportunities, what people would call like good luck. So like you can even like derive like literally material benefits from a sun sextile Jupiter. And it's also good for being connected with those who are in power or have some kind of authority or superiority over you. It's a time when they will actually help you too, where you can get benefit from people on that level. So a real nice aspect on Tuesday, and it's an opportunity. So we have to like be active about, you know, making it come come to manifestation, basically. Wednesday, to me, this is the biggest thing of the week, really, besides everything going direct, which is more of a long-term monthly thing, is that Venus is changing signs, going into Pisces. So when Venus is in Pisces, she is traditionally strong. They call her exalted in Pisces, and that there's a lot of things that Venus in Pisces and Pisces have in common. And the thing that's interesting about Venus in Pisces is it lifts Venus up into a higher octave of love, really. And you know, Venus is all about love, so it's a merging energy that Pisces has, and it's seeking that on a very basic level of energy to, you know, merge with others, and therefore brings in a lot of compassion. It starts to lift up the level of tolerance and understanding and empathy and sympathy that we have for others. So it's a very, very warm, almost unconditional, loving kind of energy. And it's very romantic too. Venus in Pisces lives like in a world of, like, you know, your dream coming true romantically, you know, and that kind of energy. So, and it's also therefore very creative energy too. Venus in Pisces, there can be a lot of creative inspiration, imagination, very like abstract, romantic type energy that can be put into all kinds of creative output on an inspired level. Now, the thing that's interesting about it is that, you know, because we have this like higher compassionate energy, sometimes, you know, we have to be clear about who is worthy of giving that to, you know, because like we can easily, you know, allow people to kind of take advantage of that energy that are kind of, let's say, you know, people that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be spending so much of our time on, you know. So that's one of the only one of the bad things about it. Like Venus in Pisces is really wanting to break down, you know, the barriers and really wanting to connect with people, you know, and is very, very receptive and open. And that's why Venus really likes to be there. So on Thursday, or no, is it Friday? Friday. Yeah, Friday is a very interesting little T-square that sets up. Mercury, which is, you know, remember starting to go forward. It went, you know, direct last Wednesday. So now it's starting to pick up speed. It's a week later. It's going about a degree forward a day. So it's reached its square to Chiron again. And that's on Friday. So this will be the third time that Mercury is squaring Chiron since a little bit before the retrograde period. And, you know, I think it's really a challenge at this point for us to see through like the information that we have and that may have us stuck or like static in some way. And it's hurting us, and it has our creative intellectual energy kind of like in a stuck place right now where it's really, really having a problem. And then it locks in to a T-square with the asteroid Pallas, which is really interesting because what that means is that because of that stuck energy, our creative intellectual energy may be very blocked right now. And it may be really hard to tap into our normal creative intellectual energy. We also can at times have like under this energy, our senses may be off too. Like our sensory perception may be off, not just in our mind, but like all our senses. And they can be like a little bit fooled. So it can create like mobility type issues too, you know, even, you know, in body or in other ways too. So it's a very odd T-square because it's almost like there's this static energy and that static energy is actually blocking the way to find out, to get out of it. And so it's kind of an odd little mix that's going on with that. And it can feel kind of like we may be a little bit stuck this week in our creative mental processes because of that. On Saturday, there's a sun squaring, the sun is squaring the nodal axis, which is usually means that groups that you're involved with, like there's some kind of like drama going on with them, or disputes within the group, or, you know, and it may, and different people within the groups may react in different ways depending on where they are, anywhere from like wanting to separate themselves completely to acting angrily to wanting to take action to having a lot of emotional conviction and passion behind whatever it is. But it's a very disharmonious energy within that, the group's being challenged somehow, like and the ideals and the things that the group is about is somehow being challenged by life, and the members, different members may be in conflict about how to deal with that challenge, you know. And we may also find that our own personal goals within the context of those groups are not aligning anymore. So, you know, so there can be a lot of challenge and having to look at that and see how well, you know, it still serves us. Now, lastly, on Sunday, there's a couple things I wanted to mention. First of all, there's this nice sun trine Mars. So, like, you know, very picks up the physical energy for sure. You know, this is a time where you can be assertive about the things you want to do. Now, the thing is, Sun and Mars are both very subjective energies. They're very, you know, tied to our ego part of us. And therefore, many times when we're fired up about Sun Mars stuff, it's very personal type stuff that we're fired up about. And that means that it can be difficult to find other people that are just as fired up as you are about it. So when the sun's trine Mars, you know, we get along well with others. We have a very optimistic, positive attitude, but we may find that everybody kind of needs to do their own thing. And the sun trine Mars is willing to everybody and understands that and doesn't take it personally that people need to have that kind of freedom of action to do what they want. So it's a great day for anything physical, really, like, you know, any kind of sports, athletics, adventures outdoors, you know, things that you're doing, something, any even work, projects, you know, especially projects that once again, you want to initiate. And that could be like new things again, like it's talking about going all the planets going direct. This is a nice aspect that works with it. And so is the next one I'm going to mention, but it also like can reignite other projects too. So it's a good energy. You know, it really is active and it can push forward. And then interestingly enough, once again, Mercury going direct, the third hit of Mercury trining Uranus, which just went direct also, is on Sunday too. And to me, this is one of those, you know, really magical moments where you can see where the energies of astrology all are intersecting and tying together and creating very specific things, energies that, you know, can be used by us in positive ways. And in this case, you know, here we have all these planets going direct, right? Mercury is finally starting to move at its regular speed again. Uranus went direct week before this, so it's starting to move forward too again. And Mercury and Uranus together is ingenuity. It's the mind of the genius. It gives us ideas that for our purposes are ingenious. So like so what better aspect to have when we're initiating a 3-month cycle period of where, you know, we can push forward into the world. Because what this is showing is that we have the idea already. In fact, it probably started to come up even before Mercury was retrograde, but we've been having to sort through all kinds of information and blocks and delays, Mercury and Mars kind of acting together. But we had a lot of time when the second hit of Mercury trine Uranus a couple weeks back, when they were both retrograde still, we had a lot of time to bring it inside and find the things that really are exciting us and stimulating us. And now we get this third hit, as both planets have turned direct, are starting to move towards their normal speed again, and right basically on the cusp of every planet being direct, all the major planets anyway. You guys, not counting the asteroids with that, you know, it's just the seven regular planets. The sun and moon never go retrograde. But the seven normal planets are all, you know, in that position. So, wow, you know, how this aligns, because this is like, you know, there's some brilliant ideas, and this is a time when we can use, like, the mind, creative intellectual energy, science and technology, media, you know, to get our ideas out there, our thoughts out there. And so, you know, that's the initiatory process of this time of 3 months of pushing what you really want to push. So, wow, you know, just really, really beautiful timing once again by the cosmos to lend us a hand here. And now, you know, we're aware of this energy and we can use this energy. You know, this is knowledge that we can use. All right, so that's gonna do it for this week. Next week, I will do the February month ahead look before, and also the weekly. And the weekly, we've got a full moon in Leo next week, at the end of the week. I think it's on Sunday, and it's about 17 degrees Leo. So look forward to doing that next week. Now, once again, Astrological Winds Channel, this is a free service, you guys. Please, we're about to get off, a lot of you, pass the link on to somebody else. You know, I mean, some of you want to give me a donation, that's fine too. You can look me up on Venmo. It's the symbol at, then Matthew with a capital M and two T's, M-A-T-T-H-E-W hyphen, capital L-A-U-T-E-N. I know people once in a while, and believe me, I appreciate the donations for sure. Any amount is not too small, but really, I really like you to pass the link on. And when you do need a reading, remember, I've been doing readings for over 20 years. So like, contact me about that. But also, become a follower on YouTube, turn on your notifications. If, and otherwise, not necessary to watch a video of me. It's just me talking to the camera. Available on all kinds of podcasts. You just have to look up Astrological Winds Channel. It is distributed every week through Buzzsprout. It's broken into the top 50%. So once again, if you're doing it on a podcast, can you please pass the podcast link on to somebody else? Please, please, please. Thank you. And then if you have Instagram, I also post it on the Instagram. Just look up Astrological Winds Channel. Once again, become a follower. I do post extra information on Instagram during the week sometimes, especially on days that in particular, you know, there's a lot going on and maybe a lot of moon aspects that I can't get through on the weekly. So it's always cool to do that. And it's not audio or video, so it's not going to, you only got to look at the Instagram thing. Take you probably 10 seconds to read the thing, you know, so get involved there. Or Facebook is the other place. You do have to friend me. It's a private account. Matthew with two T's, once again, Lawton, L-A-U-T-E-N. And like I said, best way you guys can support me and support yourself, really, really, learn about what's making you tick is get your chart done. And, you know, and if you've tried to do your chart by yourself, got some kind of reading online, it's not the same as getting one done by a professional astrologer. You know, it's going to give you a lot of information. A lot of it's going to be conflicting, and it's going to be hard to make sense. You know, it's just like, you know, give you a reading. A professional astrologer is going to give you a holistic reading on what all that stuff together means for you. Every chart is uniquely individualistic. Every chart has its own point of balance, and only you can find that balance. But if you're not aware of the energy that works, then it's going to be very difficult. It's like driving in the dark with no headlights on. So, you know, your natal chart goes everywhere with you in your life. And if you've never had a good reading or reading that helped you really clear about what it means, you know, or the information you've gotten is from books or the internet, and it's just a lot of information, but a lot of it is conflicting and doesn't make sense, that means, you know, you really should spend a little of an investment on yourself, and it could change the way you work your life the rest of your life. So I'm available for natal readings, predictive readings, same thing. It's like every year the planets are hitting your chart in a particular way, and you're going to go through certain energy issues that relate to certain issues on Earth. It's good to know. This is what's supposed to be happening. This is when it's going to end. This is the kind of energy that's going to be involved. And once again, you're not driving without the headlights on. So I recommend getting that every year around your birthday. Give it to yourself as a birthday present, you know, because you get a new solar return chart every year around that time. It's an excellent time to do it. And also available for all kinds of other services. Astrolocality and relocation is something that people ask me about. If you're thinking about moving somewhere else, we can look into that. People who have children can look at the way to, you know, interact with your kid and get the best results. And then look at the major events in their life too for the first 20 years. Relationships, if you're just getting in a new one and you're both wondering what brought you in, we can look at that. Or if you've been one for a long time and what's affecting the relationship now, what some personalities are being dealt with now in it, we look at that. Also elections, you know, to me, elections are just like such a powerful tool for astrology. When you can time an event so that you're tipping the possibilities of success more in your favor, especially when you're like getting married, starting a business, something like that, why wouldn't you want to, you know, do that? And then, you know, horary questions too, if for people who are really, you know, having an indecisive emotional decision-making process over something, some question that really they can't get an answer to, sometimes we can look at a chart and find some answers, specific questions too. And then there's fixed star readings for people who do know their natal charts well and are looking even into the deeper stuff of their soul process being here in this lifetime. So all kinds of different services, also classes available, beginners. I have 5 up on Dropbox. If you can have them for $25 a piece, or all 5 for $100. If you're a student, they're $20 a piece, and I will continue them if enough people are interested in that. They can just keep going. Also, if you have a group that's looking for an astrology lecture, class, question and answer session, mini readings, some kind of event, entertainment, I'm available for all that kind of stuff. Just best way really is to just email me. It's matthue823@gmail.com. And that's matthue823@gmail.com. And don't be afraid to leave comments in the comment sections of wherever you're listening to the blog. All right, you guys. So next week, we'll be looking at February, like I said, and that full moon in Leo for sure, too. So look forward to that. But like I said, it's time to push full speed ahead. Time to go. Let that train go down the tracks. See you next week at the next station.